In any other neighborhood in the Philippines, this would have been a basketball court. But for years now, British coach and charity worker Roy Moore has been teaching youths here how to play football, not only as a sport, but as a way out of poverty.
It just felt like gradually and really growing things from the grassroots up, it was where we could make the most difference, not just with football, but with the education, the social and emotional development, the holistic mentoring that we bring here at Fair Play, and being able to, as we call it, level the playing field.
Jasmine Clare grew up in an impoverished area and just started playing football last year. But she's made it into the Payatas Football Club. It's become one of the more competitive teams in the country, and she plans to use this experience to get a college scholarship.
It's one way of showing that I can be good both in sports and in my studies.
Now Jasmine is part of a national team that reached the final of the Street Child World Cup in Brazil in 2014.
Football is oddly an elitist sport in the Philippines. It's really only recently that it's becoming mainstream, and it's the women who are leading the way, with the national team qualifying for the Women's World Cup next year, the first time for any Philippine football team.
2022 has been a breakthrough year for the women's national team. They reached the semis of the Women's Asian Cup and won the final against regional powerhouse Thailand at the Southeast Asian Championships.
There's no stigma for the girls to play, and so they have an opportunity to play. And as soon as they join in, as soon as they play, they're challenged against boys, they're challenged against taller, stronger people, and they have to level up quickly. It's just giving them a chance. A lot of countries don't give them that chance.
It's a chance of a lifetime for families like Jasmine's. Four other siblings are also being coached by Roy. If they do well, they will all have a shot at college football scholarships, an opportunity that their parents never thought was possible. Barnaby Lo, Al Jazeera, Manila.